Hey guys, Tom here, and I'm sipping on some iced coffee today, and I'm here to answer the AMA questions that you guys submitted last Friday. Before I start, I do want to just quickly shout out that on, I think it was Sunday or Monday, that Mirthwin, Eli, and I dropped our first episode of our podcast called The Fapcast. So if you have not listened to that, it has been posted on Gone Wild Backstage. And I would love it if you listen to that. We will be dropping episode 2 this weekend. Also, I dropped a new audio, which is effectively Memory Games Part 3. I tried something new. I dropped it midweek, so if you have not seen it yet, I will leave a link in the body of this post. Go check it out. It's called Summer Love Under the Willow, and it's probably my favorite audio of all time that I've ever done. So yeah, go check those two out, and then look out for an AMA. I'm sorry, look out for that episode 2 of the podcast this weekend. And now I'm going to do the AMA. All right, so AMAs. All right, so how I want to do this is I'm going to go by the in order of oldest question to latest question. So the earlier you posted, the earlier I will answer your question. And I'm going to have to cut this into two different audios because there are so many questions that I don't want a single audio to be like 2 hours long. So, all right, number one, why did you start making audios? I started making audios to prove to myself that I could. I think I came to GWA on accident. I wasn't specifically seeking out audios, but I found GWA. I found Todd, not who Rose thinks, and I was really impressed by his voice work. And I kind of saved some of his stuff, and I'd been lurking for a while. I didn't really listen to anybody else. Just kind of returned to his audios every once in a while. And earlier this year, when Shelter in Place began, I was looking for a transition from my previous work, which was in broadcasting. And so I saw that Todd had kind of more or less exited from the main GWA Reddit space, and is going on to do bigger and better things. And so I said, well, that kind of leaves a void, especially in the M4M space, which is pretty underserviced. So I said, well, why don't I just try this? Because I already have my recording software. I already have a microphone. I already have software. So I said, all right, let me find a script. And I filled the script and I posted my fill. And I already knew sound engineering, so I incorporated some basic sound effects, and people really liked it. And I got I think like 150 something upvotes for that one, and to me that was a lot. That was so many, and it was really encouraging. So I said, you know what, I can do this. So I started writing my own audios, and what turned from like something I did for attention, something because I felt like I wanted to be recognized for something after my broadcasting stuff had kind of died down, turned into a hobby that I transformed into process art, and really finding the therapeutic value in creating audios is what kept me making them. So yeah, it's kind of a complicated answer, but a lot of you guys asked me this question: why did you start? Why did you start? Why did you start? So there you go. That's pretty much why I started. Another question. How do you make those gushy sounds? So some of them are from my sound effects library. Of course, there's no such thing as, you know, pussy eating sound effect number 517823. You're not going to find that in the library. So I repurpose some stuff. So some of the wet noises you'll hear are maybe like a snail moving or somebody kind of running their hands through mud. But I will kiss my own hand. I'll eat my own hand out. I will tongue a kiwi fruit. I'll do anything to kind of get the sound that I need. You have to be creative. Let's see. Do you have any advice from a creative / confidence standpoint for aspiring / interested GWA performers? From a creative perspective, there's two different ways to approach it. So if you are a creator, meaning that you mean that you're writing your own stuff as well as performing it, I think the only advice I have is to explore anything and everything, kind of grab from life and write about it. From a performance perspective, I think you should try to do stuff out of your comfort zone. So if you're performing a certain way and you've got it stuck in your head that you want this character to sound like this, do one recording of that and then take a minute and then do it again. Record it again and try it from a different perspective. You might be surprised at what you find there. From a confidence perspective, that only comes with practice. If you're not confident in your performance, I'm not confident in my performance. I am never confident in my writing or my performance, but because I do this for the act of doing it, I like the act of creation. The confidence point of view for me, is not really an issue when I'm making, because I'm not making for a final product. I'm not thinking about it. So I guess my biggest advice would be, don't think about it. Just do it. Do it because you want to do it, and confidence will come. But until then, confidence won't matter. Just do it because you want to do it. That's the biggest advice that I can give, is never do something you don't want to do. How does it feel spending half your time herding cats? I'm calling you out, Marithwin, for asking me this. I love you and Eli, but you drive me crazy. My question for you is, do you game? And if so, what is your favorite game and console to play on? I do game. I don't have a favorite game. I have a favorite genre. I like walking simulators, and I like I like games that are story rich that I can explore. I really like All of Life is Strange, Wolf Among Us, Walking Dead. I played What Remains of Edith Finch, The Vanishing of Ethan Carter. I liked Soma, Sally Face. What else was there? There were a lot of really good ones. Observation was good. Quantum Break was good. I also play Animal Crossing. I play Xbox. I like Gears of War. And but a lot of the really good games came out on PlayStation. I really enjoyed Detroit Become Human. So yeah, I do game, and I like all sorts of games. Okay, who is your favorite voice actor of all time? So Tress MacNeille probably makes me crack up more than any other actor. She is prolific, and you've heard her before, and she played Mom. I think this is her most popular role, Mom, on Futurama. And from Futurama, Billy West, who did 1,000 voices as well. Very, very talented. Those two are amazing voice talents, and I wish I could be more like them. That's my favorite non-audio subreddit. I used to be, I wish I could like rattle them all off to you. let's see if I'm still subscribed to them, because I don't think I am. No, I'm not subscribed to them anymore. I like this, like the satire. So I went to places like I Don't Work Here Lady and Choosy Beggars, stuff like that. So I like the sarcastic subreddits that kind of make fun of people because I'm an asshole. I remember that you enjoy longanisa, but are there other Filipino dishes that you love or are willing to try? I really like lumpia, which anyone listening who's never had like Filipino food, lumpia is like, I guess it's like a spring roll or an egg roll is their version of it. And I've had balut eggs and I really like them. I'm not going to explain what it is because it might gross people out, but I actually really like those eggs. Those are really good, and I will go to the Asian supermarket just to get those. So yeah, those are the two that I like the most. And then, what is your favorite Beatles song? Hold on one second. This is really embarrassing. I'm not as well versed with every Beatles song, but I think the song is called Two of Us. Two of Us is my favorite Beatles song. There's something like modern and indie about the way Two of Us sounds to me. It's everything that I enjoy about a romantic ballad. A romantic, like, singer-songwriter kind of folky ballad. And it's something that if it was released today, I would definitely put in one of my audios if I could afford to license it. What is your favorite breakfast food? I like fruit in the morning. I don't really eat a lot during the day, so I will wake up maybe at 9 or 10 and have like a bowl of fruit with a cup of coffee. I'll work, maybe I'll go for a run, then I'll come back and then have like a big dinner, and then that's it for me. What other countries have you been to? I've been all around the Caribbean, and South America. Pardon me. I haven't really traveled anywhere aside from the Americas. Sorry. Do you like Studio Ghibli films? I really like Spirited Away, but that was like the last one I saw, so it's kind of cheating to answer with that one. But yeah, Spirited Away was incredibly cinematic. It was one of my favorites. If you guys have a suggestion on which Studio Ghibli film I should watch, let me know in the comments, because I don't know what to watch. I noticed in your Let Me Get to Know You audio, you have indie music going on in the background. I wanted to ask you what your favorite indie band or song, and what is your... I don't have a favorite genre. Probably my favorite band in the vein of what is in my audios is of Monsters and Men. For very sentimental reasons. Yeah, it would be of Monsters and Men. So, if you could listen to only one musician or band for the rest of your life, who would it be and why? No ties, you can only pick one. I pick none. I would rather listen to silence my entire life than become sick of a band. There's nothing worse than being played out on an artist. I hate that feeling where you're like, God, I hate this, but I loved it so much a week ago, but you listen to it nonstop. I don't like that feeling. So yeah, I would pick nobody if it came to that. Okay, that's not an AMA question. Okay, what is your favorite book? I really like The First 15 Lives of Harry August. I really liked, Hell by Robert Olin Butler. Tim Sandlin wrote a really funny book. It's called Honey Don't. I actually became friends with Tim Sandlin on MySpace. Back when MySpace was a thing. I found him and I was like, I'm gonna friend request him. And then he friend requested me back and started like giving me book recommendations, and I was like jizzing myself. I was like, holy shit. That doesn't happen anymore. Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett, bless, wrote a book before Terry passed called Good Omens. I don't like the TV show, if anybody is curious. It's not, you can't adapt that book. There's just the writing is really the art in that book, not just the story. So Good Omens is really good. Anything by David Sedaris is really good. I enjoy satire. Is there a piece of media that is objectively bad, but you still enjoy, unironically? I mean, I don't know. Objectively bad is kind of a, it's not really, there's no such thing. But Super Troopers is like completely ridiculous, and I genuinely enjoy it. Smiley face. Or was it Happy Face? The one with Anna Faris, and she's a stoner. That one was really funny. I can't think of anything. Oh, God. Do you remember Puppet Master from, like, the 80s and 90s? That series of movies was so terrible, but I love it. I love those little freaking puppets. What is the best / worst yoga position? I.e., I hate getting into it, but damn, it feels good. Hold on. I need a sip of my coffee here. Yes, I am drinking it from a straw because I'm fancy. Marichyasana. Marichyasana A and B. It's where you where you're seated and you have one heel like near your tailbone. So it's your knee is in the air, and then on that same side you reach your arm around, and then your other arm reaches back and you grab your other arm. Takes a lot of flexibility, and there's an incredible amount of compaction like happening in your hips, so it's like the inverse of hip opening. And then Marichyasana C and D is where you use the opposite arm and reach around, so you're twisting, and that takes an incredible amount of lung capacity, strength, and control. And those are so difficult to get into. If I'm out of practice, I need to be put into those positions because it's just hard to get into them unless you've been practicing them for a while. But once you're in them, you are trapped until you let go of your wrist. So yeah, Marichyasana, really, really one of my favorites. Most underrated X-Men character. Bobby was OG, and I know he got like a self-titled series for a while, but I don't think it really. He's funny, and he's smart, and he's freaking Omega, and nobody's ever like scared shitless of him, and I feel like they should be. And he's an out and proud like gay man, and that's awesome. Like that is the like he's like everything that the X-Men like stood for. Like every like allegory since they debuted. So I think Bobby's my favorite. They better not like ever kill him. I'll be really mad. Favorite Sydney Bristow disguise. She was being followed once. I don't remember who sent the tail on her. I think it was her father. And she like dove into the CVS where there was a group of sorority girls, and the most ridiculous sequence happened where she like took a wig, which I don't know why there was a wig at like at this drugstore. She took this like really cheap blonde wig and like gift wrapping paper and made a skirt out of it. and then conned her way into the group of sorority sisters and then walked out of there with the flock of them, and the surveillance guy was none the wiser. I think that was my favorite. That and the and her disguise when she had to go through the she had to go through the security machine at the airport, and Dixon kept setting it off, so she had to keep stripping her clothes. That was awesome. Oh, and anytime she has to be, like, slutty with Michael Vartan in public, like, I don't know if those are aliases, but I love those for obvious reasons. If you'd own a boat, what would you name it and why? I would name it the Balls on Your Jaws. Like, all one word. Balls on Your Jaws. If you would make a mixtape for a friend, what top three songs would you put on it? Okay, so I'm gonna replace mixtape with playlist, and I've done this before, but it's never like there's never like a top three songs, and it depends on the person and the reason why I'm making it. Sometimes I make a playlist to say sorry, sometimes I make a playlist to say I love you, sometimes I make a playlist to say you're gonna love this. And it's never like a top three. It's always like the composition of the list of songs on there. The list of songs as a whole is kind of the top three, if you will. How do you like your coffee? Any freaking way. Iced. I like it hot. I like just regular drip coffee. Percolated. I like pour overs. I will enjoy a cup of Keurig coffee. I love espresso. I will drink straight espresso. I will order a doppio, let's say a double shot, excuse me, of espresso after a meal if the restaurant has it. I'll drink a macchiato, I'll drink an Americano, I'll drink a latte. I'll drink it with soy milk, I'll drink it with almond milk, I'll drink it with oat milk. Regular milk, half and half, heavy cream, I don't care. I just like coffee. I like the fanciest Ethiopian blends, and I also love like the cheapest like hotel coffee where they give you like one like packet of powdered coffee mate and two things of like equal. I will drink that and I will love every second of it. So I just like coffee. Would you consider making a ramble with just comedic commentary? I feel like some of your jokes get missed in some of your audios and you're truly hilarious. Yeah, I would. However, I made a podcast with Eli and Marithwin. And I think that kind of serves that purpose. So if you haven't listened to that, please go listen to that. I think you will enjoy it. We did a lot of improv. We did like roulette improv where we got a scene and we just had to do it. Like Whose Line Is It Anyway style. We took sex quizzes, and we challenged each other to like a random plot generator audio, which we will be revealing in the next episode. How long does it take for you to write your own script? It depends on the script. It never really takes more than a day. And by a day, I mean, I never really work on a script for longer than that. Some commissions take me longer, obviously, because they're not coming from me. I'm writing them for somebody else. So sometimes those might take me 2 days, but that doesn't mean that I'm working on them all day. I will only work on a script for so long before I will want to rip my eyeballs out. So I'll work for an hour or two and then stop, and then come back to it a little later. Maybe like 3-4 hours on average. When you fill in for a script or write your own script, how do you plan the sound design? So I record in one take. I record all of my lines in one take, go through the whole thing, and then I chop it up when I get there in the audio software. And then I look at the script for any direction and then just interpret it how it would be. And I do the sound design like right then and there. There's no I don't really plan it ahead of time. It just kind of happens. How long does it take you to create one audio? On average, a day's worth from like conception to recording to writing if I'm writing it to like mixing it. I'll make several audios in one day, if I'm doing really well. Sometimes I'll only make one. It just depends. If you're stressed, what do you do to ease yourself? Oh God, find somebody. I have a few people who I can go to, and just kind of be like I hate the world, and I can, you know, just cry softly on their lap, and it'll be okay. But in lieu of that, going for a run, I think just stopping and like getting away from whatever it is you're doing is incredibly useful. I'm sorry, but I do not have a favorite song currently. My go-to snack? Fruit? I like watermelon. I like white peaches, plums, kiwi fruit, banana, apples, oranges. Favorite movie genre? I love spy, action, suspense, and thriller. Anything with a good fight scene in it. And any kind of like serious drama with like a really good story or amazing cinematography. Do you have any plans to make a Patreon? Yes! Yes, Patreon is on its way. I don't know what I'm going to put on there, and I don't want people subscribing to me where I don't have a plan. So yeah, a Patreon will be up. Yes, it will. What is your favorite line from any audio that you've done? Ooh, fuck, that's a hard one. I don't have a favorite line, but I think anytime I am more than just talking, anytime I'm like, I have to do some kind of dramatic performance, like cry or be angry, I think those are really fun. What do you draw inspiration from, whether it be audios or anything creative that you do? Life? I guess I just kind of think about what life has brought me, and from there I don't know. Sometimes something will piss me off and I'll do something about it in an audio. Sometimes I just have an idea, and so I'll do it in an audio. And sometimes I'll be looking for something to do, and I'll think about like a really poignant time in my life, and I'll do something about that. Almost every single thing that you've ever heard has been a transformation of something that I've been through, unless it was a commission, which you have no idea which of my audios was a commission. But yeah, do you have a favorite book? I already answered. How does it feel to see your work reaching and helping different audiences? I love helping people. Whenever I get a comment like, you you help me feel sexy again, or you I'm non-binary and your M4A really touched me, or like, or I'm you know, I can't come out wherever it is that I am, and your audios make me feel safe and included and loved, that makes me feel good. Because I do this work primarily for myself. This is my art, and I do it for me. And then I share it with you guys, and then you guys get something out of it. So I get what I get out of it, and you guys get what you get out of it. And when you guys get stuff like that out of it, it makes me really happy. What's your favorite character? Thomas Banta from Memory Games. So that is probably my favorite character. He's a part of me that I lost a long time ago, at a really traumatic event in my early 20s, and it changed me. But prior to that, I was Tom Banta, most definitely, before, and then I moved away, and now I'm a big city boy, and I'm not that person anymore. What is your favorite ice cream? Mint chocolate chip. Do you have any ideas that you're really excited to work on? Yes. So I recently did an audio including a girl who was on her period. I thought it was really important to show that yes, girls still get horny when they're on their period. It helps them in different ways, just depends on the girl, and that there are guys out there who don't care, like it's fine, and that you can have fun even when she's on her period. But like, I really want to do an audio for the big girls out there. I've gotten a lot of requests. I hear you and I fucking love you. So yeah, I really want to do a big girl audio. I want to do specifically a black girl audio. I a lot of you have written to me and said, like, I know that it's ambiguous, you know, the skin color of the girls, but a lot of your fans are black girls, and you know, it would be nice if you explicitly like made something for one of us. And yeah, I mean, I never really think about the skin color when I'm writing my audios. I kind of, because I have a listener in mind, when I am addressing you in the audio, I kind of leave it open to interpretation. But yes, I absolutely would love to make a black girl audio. And for that matter, I'll do any audio. Like, you know, it doesn't matter like what ethnicity you are. If you think that that's something that you want because you want to feel represented, tell me. And I'll, you know, maybe we'll work something. Maybe we'll work on something. What's the craziest food combination you've ever done? I am boring. When I was a teenager and I was like a stoner for a little bit, and I remember getting high and watching Dexter's Laboratory and dipping Triscuits into potato salad and thinking I was a genius. So maybe I think that's the one. That is the one. If your audios were to be animated, would you be comfortable with that? Yes. And if yes, which of your audios do you think would look great animated? Memory games. Jazz wrote She's Out of This World, and I soundscaped the shit out of that, and I think that would be a really good one. Mirthwin wrote The Demon, and I think that would be an amazing audio. Or amazing audio to turn into an animation. So, how do you decide on playlists for certain scenes and audios? Is that an important part of creating for you? Sometimes I will know like what kind of music I want to play, and other times I will match the music to what I've created. I never lay music down and mix at the same time because it's distracting to me. But yeah, sometimes it's part of the process beforehand, and sometimes it's just kind of I feel it as I go along. You took the BDSM test and you scored super high as a switch. Is that something you'd ever try in a future audio? Along with trying the other kinks you scored high on, like rope bunny and brat taming. Brat taming, yes. But I'm not, it's something that I kind of do on autopilot. If I'm like super fucking dumb and just like completely, if I'm just like throwing you around and shit, that's, I don't, like, that's something that I'm gonna have to really think about how to translate into audio, because I'm on autopilot at that mode. Rope bunny, yes. I am going to tie myself up in an audio one day and just see what happens. Absolutely. How much background knowledge did you have in audio production before you began doing audios? I have a filmmaking degree. So with that degree, came a formal training in sound design. And so I had a lot of background knowledge. And also before I got that degree, I was producing radio plays years before. So I kind of had experience in it already. Is there any way in which you would feel safe and comfortable to share some of your art with your fans? Unfortunately, my art is usually like self-portraiture. I spent 1 year just doing a self-portrait project, and a lot of my other stuff has been videography, photography for other people. A lot of my like physical art did not survive my 20s, so I don't even have anything, and then everything after that has been digital. And so I can't really share anything without violating someone else's privacy or without revealing more of my identity than I really want to. So I'm sorry about that. However, if/when I do create more art, not audio, I will be sharing that probably on my Patreon when I get that started. So you play many different types of characters. What do you do to prepare for those roles? Your characters are so richly developed and you play each one so believably. I don't know. I'm not a formally trained actor. I've never been in a theater. I guess I look at it as I need to do this so that I have a vocal track to make the audio. So my motivation is always, I must do this. It's kind of like in self-portraiture, where if you want to do like a digital manipulation and you have like a high concept for photography, you have to become that character because that's the idea in your head. So in a sense, I become my own palette. I become my own paint. I am my own brush. And in that same vein, every line I speak is a stroke on the canvas. And I guess that's how I think about it. And so it's not really a case of how do I prepare to do this as much as it is, I must do this to get to where I want to be. And I know where I want to be. And so I guess to me that brings a level of commitment to the character, I suppose, because I know that I'm performing for this piece. And I guess that's why. I don't know. Are there certain actors who inspire you? I'm trying to think of Matthew Fox is an amazing technical actor. Watching him cry will make you cry. Jennifer Garner is so underappreciated. She hasn't really done a lot of work, but she is a tremendous dramatic actress. There's not a lot of people that. Yeah, I would say those two. There's more, but those are the two that come to mind. I watch a lot of TV, and so those are the first ones that came to mind. What's my spirit animal? Oh God. I don't think I have one. I think I took a test once, and it said it was an otter. I don't know. I'll have to take a test and get back to you. All right, we are running on an hour here. So I'm gonna jump to the anonymous questions so that I don't forget them. And then I will stop and we will do part two on a separate audio. So would you ever make an audio catered specifically for bigger girls? Yes, I would. Thoughts on cottagecore? Not my thing. What about this field appealed so heavily to you to push you to enter it? Aside from like being an attention whore, the therapy that comes with that comes from the creative process, most definitely. What other experiences do you have in filmmaking? I've worked on commercials, features, indie films, industrials, videography. How do you feel about your popularity growing so vastly? Freaked out? Like super freaked out? Especially on TikTok. I try not to look at TikTok. There's a lot of young people on there. Some of them make fun of you, and it's mean. But yeah, I try not to think about it. Tea, do you like tea? Yes, I like medium oxidized oolongs. I like dark oolongs, roast oolongs. I like mineral grown oolongs, like the when they grow the plants like on rocks and stuff. I love puer. I will drink raw or ripe puer. I have like 20-year-old puers. Assam is my preferred black tea. Green tea, I prefer Japanese. I like the sun-dried method of stopping the oxidation. A first flush Gyokuro is my favorite green tea of all time. It is so green and it is so good, and I will share a picture one day. Would love to hear. Okay, so wait, what's your favorite movie? Children of Men. Children of Men. Do you have any kinks that catch you by surprise? I have a thing for vampires, so Halloween is an exciting time for me on GWA. Maybe I'll play a vampire. I don't know. They catch me by surprise. I get pretty dark. Like I think I would do it with a demon. Like a for real demon. I think I would do it with a vampire. Yeah. You know what? This is running on almost an hour, so I'm going to cut us off here. And I will see you on AMA Part 2.